The Commute.
Good morning.
I love it when that happens. There was a merge coming up, and the car in front of me let one guy over in plenty of time ahead of it. Not like it was a, you know, people improperly getting upset about going to the pinch point. And they, behind, so I figured I'd slip in behind that car, but the car behind me, like, sped up. I crushed the bumper. So I just, because, you know, there's plenty of time before the pinch point. So I just sped up, and that car that let the one in ahead of me let me in. I'm thinking, I wonder how upset that person that was trying to pinch me off got.
Probably pretty upset. But if you're trying to get in with ample time and just every other car getting in, you know, zipper method, it just makes sense. You got to get in. They should let you in.
Yeah, you know, I write it off as they probably weren't even, because I've done, you know, I've been driving and, you know, just was not aware of the car to my side looking to get in. And so I suppose there's been times where I would never do that, but I suppose there's times where I could have been mistakenly doing it, not just not realizing or something.
People don't make sense on Monday. Good morning, W8RCY.
Good morning, Donald. Yeah, you know, it's, we all do it. Sometimes it's by accident, sometimes it's on purpose, right? What are you going to do?
Who knows? Man, my eyes feel gritty today. What the hell? Donald, where were you yesterday morning?
I spent the weekend in the Birmingham, Bloomfield Hills area watching another 24-hour race. 24 hours Le Mans ran in France, and we had a viewing party. Started at about 8 o'clock Saturday morning and finished up about noon yesterday. So that's why I wasn't there yesterday. And I sent a message to Wally sending my regards. I don't know if he got it or not. It doesn't show that he got it. But, yeah. Yeah, can't be in two places at once, and sometimes racing is more fun for me than radio.
Oh, you don't have to. You don't have to explain. I just was wondering where you were, so I called and asked if you wanted a lift out to the breakfast. But I didn't hear you. So you're either sleeping or somewhere out and about. All right. Anyhow, Anthony.
Well, yesterday would have been a good day to be watching TV. Yesterday was quite the buzzkill, but we needed that rain pretty badly. So it was a good day to do nothing, watch TV and sit on the couch with all the windows open. It was a good day for that. That's about it.
Well, one good thing about the race was the winner in the GT category. Corvettes, Camaros, Lamborghinis, things like that. Your everyday cars that you would normally see on the street that would be modified for racing. A car dealership guy down in Texas owns several car dealerships, and he's what they call a gentleman racer. He just races for fun. He, you know, he's got a competition license and everything else. Well, he's been doing it for a few years, and he's won some local races. I think he's won here in Detroit a couple times. Anyway, him, his son, and one professional driver put together a factory-backed Corvette team and went out and won the class. So he finally won his first 24-hour on his own. That's a feel-good story for a hometown guy down in Texas for sure. But, you know, a small operation and just with a lot of money and came in and won the one of the most prestigious races in the world. So hats off to him. Sean, go ahead.
All righty. I don't really know much about it, so you name the names, and I don't recognize them anymore. I don't think, unless I know a name and I just don't realize it. Sometimes that's the case. like my kids went to a concert Friday night, and I knew the name of the band, but I couldn't think of a single thing they did. And then after they left for the concert, I looked up the band, and I said, oh, I know that, oh, I know that, oh, I know that. Sometimes you just don't realize, you know.
First question is who'd they go see? And second, I saw, Sean, you had a whole slew of parts. There was a picture you posted in Discord. It looked like you might be building something. Were you on the warpath this weekend of building a new Novesky? Over to you, Donald.
Oh, I know it's Monday. I just picked up my phone to answer you guys, not the radio. Anyhow, yeah, to make this long story short, the guy's name was Ben Keating, T-E-A-T-I-N-G, and he's kind of like the Sarah family or the LaFontaine group, you know, the local dealerships here in the Metro Detroit area that have multiple dealerships under multiple marquees. Well, this guy's strictly a GM guy, and has several GM dealerships throughout Texas, and that's how he did it. So, you know, like I said, a small-town guy doing good. But it'd be like somebody like Sarah or LaFontaine family of dealerships doing this here. And what is Sean building up now? A Novesky or a Frankenstein? Sean?
So the band was Jimmy Eat's World. They were at Freedom Hill. So my daughter, son-in-law, and their besties went, and it's a 300 black upper, 10.5-inch upper, and I've been sitting on the barrel for probably a few years now almost. I found the barrels were not in stock. It was a Novesky stainless 10.5 with the gas block, the gas tube, and a headspace bolt, the whole package for that particular barrel. And I grabbed it because it came in stock somewhere and I got a little bit of a deal on it. So not a great deal, but I grabbed it. And then I just figured eventually, I had uppers. I keep uppers in stock, my favorites. And so really all I needed was a handguard. And I shopped them for a little while and found that to get the exact, you know, look I want with the suppressor and everything like that, you know, I need to get a very specific length handguard. And turns out only Novesky makes one. So I was kind of, like, for the longest time, I was just kind of looking to see what else was out there, but they finally broke down and said, the hell with it. I saw the handguard come in stock somewhere, and I just grabbed it. So now I got all the pieces, parts. You got the Novesky barrel, Novesky handguard, mega upper with a headspace bolt, and then the bolt carrier is a Bravo company. So no junk. I think the only thing I don't have is I don't have the upper kit. I don't have the trap door and the forward assist. I gotta get that, but that's nothing. That's chump change.
Very cool. Yeah, I haven't built one in a very long time. I actually have a couple of lowers that I've had for 10 years and have parts kits to build them and just haven't done anything with them. I gotta do something about that soon. Maybe on another rainy day, build a couple lowers.
You know, it'll cost you $200, but I would recommend SBRing one. It actually costs you a little bit more than that because you'll have to, you don't have to, but you could do it individually. But I did mine to a trust. That way my son, when I leave this world, he can have all the NFA items because he's a member of the trust. But if you're not terribly worried about that, you can skip the trust and, just cost you $200 for the stamp. But I'd SBR one, and you can always trust it later, I guess. But no, that would be a transfer. Yeah, you'd have to do that straight up. Anywho, Then that way you can have all sorts of really fun bumpers.
All right, Donald, I'm going to hop in. Two things, Sean. One is there is no $200 fee for a tax stamp anymore. SBRs are in that same category as suppressors, so there is no $200 fee. And I just saw a state cop on 696, possibly for the first time in 2 or 3 years, I haven't seen a state cop in rush hour on 696.
What was he doing, Anthony? You cut out right in the middle as you said what he was doing.
Oh, I just haven't seen a state cop in rush hour in a very long time, multiple years potentially.
Ah, rush hour. Okay, and the group, Jimmy's Got World or something like that, wasn't that made for like movie band or something? Jimmy Meets World. I heard of that band somewhere before, and I thought it had something to do with a movie or a TV show or something many, many moons ago, showing my age. Sean, go ahead.
I believe it's Jimmy Eats World, and I did not know that on the tax stamp. I knew that they listed it for a suppressor. I didn't realize it was all NFA items, tax stamp in general. So, well, that's cool. Then you don't have so much worry about the NFA anymore. Trust. Unless they change it again. But, that the only reason I did it is so that, have to pass these on to my son, he didn't have to go re-stamp everything, $200, $200, $200. That was why we did the trust, but if there's no, cost anymore for it, then no big deal. Although he doesn't have to go through any hassles, they become his, so it is still handy. But nice to know it's not necessary. And there's a reason for the state trooper. So about 2 years ago, they announced due to funding issues, they were not going to be patrolling the highways in urban areas that have their own police force. And it was a big hubbub. And so I'm surprised as well. I didn't know that they had lifted the moratorium. Was he just driving or was he actually patrolling?
NADDF.
Good morning, Dakota. Hey, yes, he could have just been going from point A to point B. He wasn't stopped watching cars or anything like that. He was just driving down 696, and it was just a surprise, because I thought I had heard something similar to what you just said. Go ahead, Dakota. Good to hear you this morning.
Morning, guys. Woke up at the sun coming in the window and looked at the clock. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to go grab my radio and drink some coffee in the driveway. So I ran outside to catch you guys. Hope everyone's doing good. I don't know what the rotation is. I think it's Donald next, unless there's someone else in here. But go ahead and pick it up, and I'll jump in.
Good morning, Dakota. Great to hear your voice on the radio. You're already ahead of me, but I've been in the shower. I just haven't had coffee yet. So, I need coffee, and that's what I'm going to go fumble and make this morning in just a couple minutes here. So good to hear you out there, and I'll hand it over to Sean, and they're talking poo-poo stuff. I was talking racing. Them guys are talking poo-poo stuff, so I'll let them carry on. My racing stuff's boring.
Well, I'm sure it's not if you're into it, but I apologize. I'm just it's not my cup of tea. Nothing, no reason in particular. So, good morning, Dakota. Nice to hear you. Just wondering how the new gig's going here a few weeks in. I've heard a little, but not a lot. And yes, I got a handguard for a 300 black shorty I'm putting together. That's where we got talks about tax stamps and all that good stuff. So I posted a picture of when I got the Vanguard in. I had been sitting on the barrel for a few years, you know, because I just found an opportunity to get it. And I got all the parts I pretty much need to put together that 10.5-inch 300 black upper. And now it could be my deer rifle. Anyhow, the mind just moves. Go ahead, Anthony.
John, it certainly could be your deer rifle. That's pretty funny. I'll throw it over to Dakota to make some comments there. And Dakota, we got to connect this morning. I'll be in the office in 10-15 minutes, but we got to talk about those monitors and docking station and a few other things. So I'll throw it over to you now.
I just got my Geissele 10-3 back, thank God. Exactly how I had gotten rid of it, but I got to do the whole stamp thing too. I got a hybrid 46 on the end of it, which is just obnoxious. It's way too big of a can. It's a 10-3 and the can is 8 inches long with the quick disconnect on it. But Anthony, I totally forgot about that. I got to send you some money. Let me know what I owe you and we'll hook up.
Anthony, if you want to respond, go ahead.
Will do. We'll connect in a little while on that. Talk on the phone. I've got to see what kind of docking stations I have for you. I might have one of the good ones. So we'll connect in a little bit. I don't know who wants to jump in next.
I am going to step out as you guys are talking guns, and I mean, I have my radio with me. I'll be listening, but I'm just going to go find myself a coffee pot and turn it on and make myself some coffee. So I'll be listening. Over to Sean.
Oopsie dokie. I'll tell you what, Anthony, I wish I saw a couple of Mac Minis pop up on Facebook Marketplace. You know, and I'm so tempted, but in order for me to do my, you know, I just wonder sometimes, should I get a Mac for the house as well? Or just use my laptop? That's probably what I should do. You know, just jack it into a monitor and use that instead. That's probably what I should do. You know, get use out of that. Yeah, that's what I should do. And then I'll just keep the, get a KVM or something like that and just keep the Windows machine specifically for those things that hack to be Windows. I should really do that because 90% of the time I'm operating in an environment where all I need is the Mac. You know, it's just that little bit of time where I got to work with the radio. By the way, there was a big squish in the road, big plastic from a case of water, but it didn't look crushed or anything, so it looked like a case of water. The car ahead of me like swerved really fast, and then it became visible to me, and I went, whoa, and moved and realized it was just the plastic. But it looked like a full case of water sitting in the middle of the road. Anyhow, I'm all over the place. Dakota?
Good talking to you, Donald. I'll talk soon. I'm going to try to make it a point to be out here more that I'm established and settled in. I worked about 11 hours yesterday at a data breach. So that was fun. And that's what prompted me to order my third 34-inch curved monitor. So now I'm going to be sitting in basically a cockpit. My eyes were crossed by the time I finished what I was doing. But, yeah, Anthony, shoot me a text. Let me know. I got a bunch of your stuff I got to get back in your possession as well. And then I can't believe the ISS passes are this far apart right now. I don't remember that. But I've got my antenna. It's all put together. We'll have to screw around and try that out whenever the time comes.
Yeah, I think the next one is Wednesday, if I remember correctly. Wednesday at like 5 or 5:30, somewhere in there.
ISS is coming across the coastline of Texas, Louisiana, heading northeast. It'll miss Michigan, probably cut up through the Ohio, you know, along the Great Lakes there from Lake Erie out towards the St. Lawrence Seaway, state of Maine. That's what it's on track right now.
Maybe Sean's getting coffee. I'll see.
Yes, I'll be back.
think I need to reboot my All-Star controller. All the audio coming in is like clipping, like packet loss. It's weird. It goes to show I haven't been using it much. Speaking of, I take my moto out of the truck before the battery dies. Yeah, that reminds me, I got to find that Doppler shift for us, and I got to program it into my 2730, and I don't recall, I don't know if I can copy-paste in that program, but if I can get mine programmed, I'll just send you my code plug, and then maybe you can just copy-paste those frequencies.
Yeah, that should work. I'm going to use that PYT 7800, so if you just, even if you just have the other frequencies, that'd be fine. I gotta find a YouTube video that explains how to do that Doppler shift, because I think I understand it, but I'm not 100% sure.
Alright, let's see if I got it. So, you're saying there's not an ISS pass until Wednesday. Yeah, that is crazy long. I didn't remember him being that far apart. Where's Captain Don when you need him? Oh, that's right. He's got a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
I'll just spit my coffee out. It's been 7 days since last one, right, Anthony? Or five? Because Wednesday would be the 7th.
Yeah, I think so. I think we, when I looked last week, it was like over, it might have been over 7 days apart. It was, I don't know when the last one, but it was last Wednesday when we were talking about it, and I was like, oh, we got 7 days to figure this out and get our radios programmed. So it could have been even longer.
Right, and, like Dakota points out, I don't really recall that being typical. That seems long to me, but I don't, you know, I don't partake, you know, so I really don't. It's a lot like me in the racing thing. It's not something I pay attention to, so I really don't know. Seems long. Anywho, what else is new, Dakota? How's the new gig? I know you worked 11 hours on a breach, but in general, liking it?
I remember when it was twice a day. It was like a morning pass and an evening pass. So maybe, I don't know, Anthony, maybe we have a filter turned on so it's only like this degree pass is what shows. I'll have to double check the app. But the gig's all right. I mean, it's my old gig, so I knew what I was getting into. The flexibility is probably the best I've ever had at any job, so it's the main reason I wanted to go back to it. I don't think it's a forever thing just because of the position and the company. There's not a lot of room for growth and expansion, at least not yet, but I've got some other things cooking that I'm working on and waiting on, so come December I'll have a better idea of what's going on, but so far so good. I mean, I'm standing in my driveway at 7 o'clock drinking coffee and talking to you guys instead of fighting traffic on Hall Road.
Hey guys, I gotta get into the office here, and I will try to get on the phone, otherwise I'll catch up with you in the morning, and Dakota, I'll try to give you a call in the next hour or so. It's K-E-A-R-U-H. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, Anthony. We'll catch you possibly from the phone. I'm doing the same. I'm in the parking lot now. I got to go get my parking spot, wander inside, and I'll get on the radio, on the phone as well. Well, if you think of it again, Dakota, you know, and you don't mind wandering out to the car and you're boxers and your ducky slippers, pay a visit every now and again if you're up. It's good hearing you. After yours, W8FU.
Anthony, don't forget I got an 8 a.m., but then I'm around, and yeah, I'll be around for a little bit, but I've been having a hard time getting out of bed. Excuse me. It's not really that I haven't been able to get to the radio, but it's like 7 o'clock and I'm rolling out of bed like a bum. It's been kind of nice, but I think I'm back on track to a normal sleep schedule here, so I'll make it a point to be out here more. I miss talking to you guys, and I'll catch you probably this afternoon. Everyone have a good day. NADBF.
W8RCY. I've got coffee going, so I'll be a happy camper in a few minutes. Everybody have a great day. Those who are on the road, be safe. All the best. W8RCY.
KF8GBV, monitoring on mobile. KF8GBV, this is Evo Echo 8 with Evo Denver Victor. Hey, good morning to you. This is Andrew. How are you doing today? Good morning. Here is Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta, and not doing bad. At work, down to the dock to see if I had any packages. I did. I was waiting on a toner for our printers at work.
Brad, I lost a little bit of that transmission on the end there. I caught the part about being at the dock looking for printer parts, possibly. Try that one more time, sir.
I said I was at work, just went down to the dock to retrieve the toner cartridge for the printer I was waiting on. We have just-in-time shipping, and we hit 0%, and it shipped when it hit 0%. Don't think that's just-in-time, but, hey, whatever. I'm not the one that pays the bill. Back over to you.
Charlie, India. Go ahead, sir.
Happy 2300 to Brad and Ferndale, Michigan there. Where is this repeater located?
I am currently downtown, and I am coming through the K8FDI repeater in Warren.
Go ahead, the other station, V3CCI, Windsor, Ontario.
This is KF8GBB. I'm on the same repeater there as Brad. I usually can get into this series of networks from all over, mid-Michigan as well, usually. But I'm working down here in Ferndale, so just listening to the radio and thought I'd check in for a bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the name here is also Brad. Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta. So, anyways, go ahead, Brad, V3CCI.
CCI, you're too close to the microphone.
Wednesday 7-3 here, gentlemen. I only had a few minutes. Gotta go. You all have a wonderful rest of your day. This is Kilo SOH with the Denver Victor.
Well, 73 to you, Brad. Hope you have a good day. Over to you, CCI. I did also notice a bit of distortion there on your mic. I'm going to try that one more time. I'll give you a little assessment.
What about now? Victor Echo 3, Charlie, India. Is that better?
Yes, that was much better. Very clear. Sounded great over there in Windsor.
Yeah, I just have to pull away from my mic because I don't want to be close to it, so... V3CCI.
What kind of antenna are you operating on over there, if you don't mind my asking? I'm on mobile here, so I don't have much to talk about, just a little magnet hat on the top of my truck. But what are you working with over there?
Well, I'm operating on a Comet GP15 tri-band antenna, which does 2 meter, 440, and 6. I also have a dipole for 40 meters indoor. I've been playing around with my 40 meter antenna, so, yep, V3CCI. And I also have a FT991A that I'm talking on now.
My good man, let's talk. I also have a FT991A, and I'm also looking, that's for my base station. I'm on a mobile Yaesu unit right now, but at home I have the 991A, and I'm looking to make the most use of it. I was thinking about putting an HF antenna in my attic. You said you have a 40-meter dipole indoors. I presume that's in your attic as well. Over.
Yes, it's indoors. It's called a linear dipole. One of my hams installed it. It works great. SWR is 1:1, 1:2, I think. But it works great. I made a few contacts on there, but yeah.
This is KF8GBB. Now on that 40-meter dipole, are you able, it's a regular dipole, so you have coax running to it, and I presume it is only good for 40 meters, or are you able to tune into any other bands using the built-in tuner on that 991A?
No, just 40 meters.
So I was looking at this, and I was reading that I can do a doublet. I don't know if you've heard of those, but apparently the doublets, if you have a proper tuner, you can basically get a 40-meter length of wire, and it'll tune into the lower, or rather the higher bands. Are you familiar with that at all? You got to use ladder line, and there's a couple of tricks to it, but apparently it can be pretty versatile across multiple bands.
Yeah, I hear ya. But, I love the antenna, so anyways, V3CCI.
And on that tri-band antenna, how do you enjoy that? Do you ever play around on 6 meters?
Yeah, I played on sideband when it was open. I made a few contacts there up in Florida and all that. V3CCI.
And presumably that tri-band antenna you just run to your UHF-VHF coax port on the 991A?
Yeah, I have that in properly.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm looking for almost an identical setup to what you have there, sir. I have a Comet GP3, which is just the dual band, 40 centimeters and 2 meters, and it works great, but I, was seeing that you get the tri-bands, and I thought that would be interesting. I heard 6 meters can be quite a long reach if the conditions are right. So you've enjoyed that, though. Is that primarily a single sideband that you use 6 meters on?
Yes, it does. I get 1:1 SWR on tri-band.
And if you had to, and sorry for asking you 20 questions here, just trying to learn, you have a setup that sounds kind of like what I was aiming for. But if you had to do it again, are you happy with that tri-band antenna? Would you buy something different or do anything different?
I'm not sure what my plan is at this point, but it's in couple of 30-foot towers, so... Yeah.
Well, sir, thank you very much. I didn't catch your handle there. I got the call sign. This is Andrew, KF8GBB.
The name here is also Brad, Bravo Romeo Alpha Delta.
Oh, okay. That explains it. That's why I was confused. You guys are... I had two Brads on the line here. Well, great to make your acquaintance, and thank you for sharing the feedback on your setup there. And I'm going to go ahead and sign out here and get on to my next destination. But, Brad, thank you very much. Hope you have a great day. 73 to you. This is KF8, GBB. Clear.
Yep, nice to meet you, acquaintance there.
KF8FGS in the mobile for monitoring.
W8CD.
NAWRO W8BPD. NAWRO, go ahead.
Yeah, Tim, has anybody got an update on Mike, NAVDZ, whether he's still in or at home?
My understanding is one more day, perhaps. That's all I know, maybe one more day.
Well, say a few prayers for him and hope he's well. All right, just asking... I hadn't heard anything since Saturday when the antenna class, our group, got canceled.
Yes, sir, by all means. Maybe one more day for caution. I don't know the reason, but that's what I heard.
All right, thank you. I'll turn my attention back to the road. Have a great day. 73's W8BPD. I'll be clear.
Very good, Brian. You have a good one. NAWRO, clear as well.
What's for lunch? W8RCY.
Porridge.
Well, it is kind of chilly outside. I mean, the wind is blowing through, and I had to close the door wall up and everything because it's kind of chilly, and a little bit of allergy issues I'm still dealing with, but yeah. Something that warms the cockles of the heart and soul, yeah, porridge might not be a bad thing.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. Now I think we're going to go to Zestia, Greek street food. I think that's the plan.
The only Greek restaurant I know in any area from where your office is I think it's called the Golden Greek there at Rose and Cass, or excuse me, Rose and Grosbeck, where the pedestrian crossover bridge was. Is that little diner still there? I don't remember. I haven't been out that way in decades.
It is, but I do not like that place. I'm not saying I'll never go there, but it's not the place I am. If other people decide to go there, I'll go with them, but
never catch me picking that. I don't care for it. Having said that, no, this is called Vespia. There's one at 12 Mile and Mound in the shopping center right next to the Verizon. And except they're on the mound space of that strip mall, not the 12 Mile space. It's the one I usually go to. This one here is at 19 and Garfield, so it's not terribly far from the shop. And we are just about to pull in, so you got enough time to comment on all that, and we'll be there.
19 and Garfield, Ernie's King's Mill, the old Mayflower. I don't know if the Mayflower is still there. A couple places that I used to go to, plus my longtime chiropractor is there in the same strip mall where Ernie's King's Mill is, so I know the area well. All right, enjoy your lunch. Have a good one. Just an FYI, Mike's little girl finally made it home on Friday, so after being at the NNICU unit there for 5 months, she is now home from the NNICU hotel and doing well. Still some things to overcome, but yep, Mike sent me some pictures this morning, and she's home, so thank the man above for that. Enjoy your lunch. Have a good afternoon. W8RCY.
Yeah, thanks for the update. I hadn't heard anything in a very long time, so that is really good news. So, all right. Send him my regards if you talk to him. W8FU.
Wildflower Cafe at 18 Garfield is pretty good, too.
I am right in front of it right now, sitting at the light, but we're going to do Zestia. Is that Brian?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, I'm happy to report your radio passed with flying colors. Everything is perfect. So whatever John did for you, and then we got it all, gave it a clean bill of health, and I will find out where you're at when I get rolling, and I'll either catch you on the way home at work or at home or whatever. We'll figure it out.
Sounds good to me. Enjoy your lunch. We got pizza, probably Little Caesars, for lunch here. All right. Talk at you later. W8BPD.
All right. Yeah, like I said, we're going to do lunch here. Then I'm going to go back, and I do have some work down that way. If I can get it on my calendar, I will. I got to check with the guys that were down there earlier to see if going to be worth my while to make the trip. Anywho, otherwise I'll see you on my way home. I go through there right about time you're quitting is right about time I quit. So we should work out. W8FU.
This is Jay. And I wonder if somebody can give me a report. And a JJO in Lakeport. Just wonder how I'm making the machine.
And a JJO, I believe, was the call. That transmission made it through from Lakeport to the machine rather well. First time, though, you were a little rough. This is W8RCY.
W8RCY. Thanks, Roy. I just put up a new antenna. And I normally sounds like I might be a little noisy in it, Roger.
A little noisy, yes, but you cut out a couple of times on that transmission. But when you're coming through, yeah, you're coming through readable. Like you said, a little noisy. Sounds like you're outside maybe, but except for a couple of cutouts, you're making it. You might want to get it up another 10 feet if you can.
Well, I don't know why I'm cutting out. It looks like the 5 meters long.
It could be just that you're kind of like on the edge of the rope, so to speak. You're still cutting out, and you're cutting out more, so it seems like if you're moving, you're moving away from the repeater. So, when you started, you were doing good, and then you just slowly petered out, so to speak. But, maybe, 10 feet or so, or whatever will help. But, we do hear you, and, you are making the effort, and, you're not quite there, but you're doing great. Have a good afternoon. This is W8RCY. Personal is Donald, out in Madison Heights, Michigan. You have a great day.
Yeah, okay. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. And my name is John, and I'm about 2 miles north of Port Huron on the lake. Kind of at lake level, so I don't have the advantage of any terrain to lift me up. But, hey, I'm making it down there. That's all I needed to find out. So thanks for coming and have a great day. This is JL.
W8FU.
Good afternoon, sir. W8DPD.
Good afternoon. I am just leaving the shop. I have to stop at 16 and a half and Mound. I won't be terribly long, and then after that I'll be free to meet up.
Well, as of now, I don't see me getting out of here at the cemetery much before 4 o'clock. So I'll be around here.
All right, then. I'll give you a call when I leave Universal and... God darn it. Come on. Hold on a second here. God almighty, these people are inconsiderate. Got a broke down semi here and trying to get out from behind it. Nobody wants to let you, even though they got to stop for the light. They just don't let you. They just won't let you in. Anyhow, when I leave there, I'll give you a call, and we'll find out where, but, if I got to go there, that's fine. I can go to Cattleman's then.
Absolutely. I haven't been smelling it yet today, but I'm sure they're getting going over there.
Okay, very good. I'll talk to you then. W8FU.
All right, sir. W8DPD.
WSU. WZD. Pick up some radio equipment, and now I'm going to go head down and meet up with Brian, drop off his 7000, which is all souped up and ready to go.
Well, what was the issue with that?
Didn't have the proper flash code for the hardware that was installed, so John actually took care of that through his guy. Got everything activated through a some sort of a template in it, and then I just threw it on the monitor, just ran it through the test sequence, and everything passed flying colors. Needed just a little tiny tweaking in the RF power to get it, you know, perfect, but all good.
Yeah, sounds good. Excellent. Keep my eye out for one of those. You know, if I could sell my, I have another Kenwood P25 handheld, I'd sell that and maybe a couple other things, I may go for one of those. We'll see. Anyway, still playing around with the CS800. Either on the phone or emailing this guy almost every day. You know, he's got this, you know, thing for promiscuous mode. It doesn't work. I've been working with him on that. I kind of explained to him what's going on, and he says, "Oh, great, that's exactly what I needed."
He's acceptable, and you're getting quite a bit of popcorn on your signal, so I don't know if you can switch to something else or you want to go somewhere else, but just FYI.
Okay, I'm 2 miles away.
If that was you, I couldn't make it out, but that sounded like somebody else that was equally poor.
Okay, let's try superpower here. How's that?
That's working.
Okay, this is 100 watts. Yeah, I'm in that area. It's always bad. Anyways, I wasn't saying, so yeah, I'm talking to him, and he just didn't understand, and I don't think he ever understood what the concept of monitor or promiscuous mode really was. I told him, you know, I said, I'm sitting on repeater that's got signals on, you know, both slot one and slot two. I put the monitor mode on, I'm still only hearing slot one. Not hearing anything coming through from slot two.
Well, there's two kinds of promiscuous. There's a slot-based promiscuous, and then there's both slots. Both slot promiscuous is a relatively new concept. In the grand scheme of things. When the promiscuous initially came out, it would just do a single slot. You get to hear anything on that slot. And being able to hear anything on either slot is a little bit newer. I mean, it's been a while, but relatively speaking, it's a newer development.
You know, even a single slot doesn't work. So if I'm listening, you know, I've got the on the channel with the Talk Group 52, and someone comes on worldwide, you know, 91, and even I should be able to hear it, but I'm not.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, that is promiscuous mode, right?
I mean, I don't even know if that's a proper term. That's just what TYT called it back when they were the only game in town. But a lot's happened since then. So if that name stuck. But, yeah, no, that's the way it should work based on what Promiscuous Mode was designed to do. And, yeah, the new ones have, you can set it up dual slot or single slot, you know, the door radios. So, if it ain't doing that, it ain't doing, what was it doing? I mean, what's the point of it if it's not doing anything?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. But he's got something else in there, too, that's kind of weird. He's got, like, in the scan for the each scan type bank, he's got checkboxes for promiscuous, digital promiscuous analog in scan. What is that? What is what's promiscuous analog? And I asked him about it. He doesn't seem to know what it is.
Well, I'm sure it's a fine radio. I don't have any doubt you'll either get it worked out or whatever, but or learn to live with it. But yeah, I'm gonna stick with Modo unless I get the tape. I should really talk to you about the tape before you go making any large dollar handheld purchases.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I didn't think about that. Good point. Yeah, you know, I thought about, you know, the Modo, you know, like, what is the 5550E or something, but they don't have that, they don't have monitor or premises mode at all on those, right?
Can't really answer that. I don't have enough experience with the DMR stuff to say. The only place I know is I know I have it on my TYT, and I also know it works on that cheap Bofang that I bought. But I have no clue if it works on any real radios.
Yeah, I don't think so. I've done some Googling and searching, and I haven't seen where this does that. And I guess they only hold 1,000 DMR contacts. So, that's probably the only two reasons why I wouldn't go with the Motorola.
Yep, and those are things that are unimportant to me. I put my regular group in. I could put 1,000 would give me all the people I'd ever want in my radio. And I could care less about promiscuous. I really don't want to hear all that crap. If I want to hear it, I'll tune to it. I am not a scanner type. I do not like scanning. I'm more I like monitoring. I pick what I want to hear, and I sit there and I listen to it. I might scan a couple of things, you know, a couple of very specific things, but I do not like this broad scan like a lot of people do. I'm not a scanner type guy at all. Not, you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just that it annoys me. I don't bother doing that.
Well, I mean, I'd like to sit on one, have it sit on one channel and be able to hear both, like, say, what, one and two, and the events, if there's anything going on, without having to scan or switch back and forth.
It implies something, if there's something interesting enough not to miss. I've yet to hear anything interesting enough on ham radio that I couldn't afford to miss it.
Yeah, true. Oh, the other thing that he's saying that I don't like about the radio I'm talking to him about is if you're in scan mode, you know, scanning different channels and you shut the radio off and come back, it loses the scan. You gotta restart it. He says, well, you can set up, you know, the auto scan. I don't like that feature, you know, because then if you actually land on that, if you actually tune to that channel, all of a sudden everything starts scanning when you don't want to.
Echo 8, Whiskey November Victor, with your comments.
Well, I'm sure you'll be the
expert on it before too long, Phil, so you can tell me, but it was never really in the cards for me. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm still holding out for the Viking. That'll handle my DMR and motor, and I'll get whatever I get, whether I get promiscuous or any of that other stuff remains to be seen. Whiskey November Victor, I think it was. Go ahead. This is WAFU.
Hey, good afternoon. I heard you guys talk about DMR and promiscuous mode. I don't mess with Grandmeister too much, but on the TGIS DMR network, it's top group 777 you go to, and it puts it in and it will span all the top groups, and you can listen in. I'm not sure if Grandmeister has something similar, but I don't mess with the Grandmeister network too much. I got threatened to be banned for running a net on Grandmeister, so, yeah, hope that helps. KE8WNB.
Okay, well, I'm not sure what, you were pretty noisy. I didn't quite get what that does on TGIF, that talk group. Can you repeat what you said about that? Try to find a better spot.
Yeah, sorry, I'm down in Detroit on a handy talkie here. Talk group 777 on the TGIF network is the promiscuous mode. I am not sure if Grandmeister has something similar, but that may be what it is your promiscuous mode is pointing to the wrong place. I don't use Grandmeister too much. They threaten to kick me off their network for running an S. KE8WNB.
Okay, well, I'm not sure how that works with the talk room set up that way. Anyways, I'm just pulling the garage. All right, Sean, I'll catch you later. The other fellow, I didn't get your name, but we'll figure it all out. Over to you, Sean, KPR, and I'll be out.
Well, just real quick, Phil. So TGIF is another network, like Grandmeister, like the Central Michigan Network. So there are no repeaters here that are running it, as far as I know. So it wouldn't do you any good for that application. Now, if you were running your hotspot, you could go to their, you could log into their network. And then if you went to 777 talk group on their network, you would hear all of their traffic. But that doesn't do you a lot of good for what you're doing specifically. I am at the church, so I'm going to get out of here and see if I can coordinate here with Brian.
All right, yeah, I understand that. All right, 73 Kate here.
Brian, can you come out and play? W8BPB from W8FU.
W8RIT. ACAKGL.
How are you doing, Tom? Where are you at this glorious afternoon?
On my way home from the office.
Doesn't sound like you've been roaming too far lately. I guess that's good.
Oh, I'll be home first.
Well, I heard you'll be in Mount Pleasant. That's how much I caught.
Yeah, I'm in Oakland Township right now. Yeah, Mount Pleasant is Tuesday, and then Thursday is on the west side again.
As in west side of the state?
Yeah, Portage, Hudsonville.
Roger. Have to keep that in mind. If I ever see something on Facebook Marketplace, that side of town.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Yeah, you're still struggling with it, so I'll let you make some miles, because I am just pulling into my subdivision on the final approach. Catch you in a bit. W8FU.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm getting into the tree. KJO.
Yeah, you're barely making it in. I was just gonna say, can I hide in your truck tomorrow? I want to go to my property in Mount Pleasant.
No, exactly where I'm going.
Nah, you lost it there. I'll talk to you later when you get closer to your home. W8BPD.
W8SC Mobile.
ACHKKO. Try this on the list.
A whole lot better. A little bit of scratch in there, but a whole lot better. W8BPD.
Yeah, I'm on Stony Creek and Rochester Road, so not that far from Romeo Road.
So if I heard you right earlier, you say you're going to Mount Pleasant tomorrow?
That is affirmative. On Isabel Road somewhere. I don't know how long I'm looking for. You got a big old mattress or some bubble wrap I can throw it back in the car.
Sign at 10 o'clock in the morning, but otherwise I'd say, can I hide away? Just, you can drop me off up there and I'll figure out another way home some other day.
The trials and tribulations of retirement.
Hey, I've been out working in the cemetery all day today, except for the time I had to go pick up the pallet of sod, but yeah. I still work a little bit when they really make me.
Yeah, but those clients don't complain.
Well, actually, we were doing some beautification, taking some of the burials and compacting them and putting sod on top of them, so they look pretty.
Well, that's good. Maybe they should do that at Resurrection, some of that, sod's starting to look a little weedy. Yeah, I'm starting them off Pleasant. I don't know where we're going from that. Who knows? Things kind of pop up when we're out in different areas. Thursday, I think we're going back out to Portage, I think, somewhere around there. I think southwest Grand Rapids. I'm going to Mount Pleasant if I make it down Romeo Road without somebody slamming the brakes on it in front of me.
You're
cool, huh? When they slam on the brakes saying, oh, I need to stop here and turn.
Yeah, well, earlier today I had a full pallet of sod in the back of the truck and had somebody that stopped rather quickly because they almost passed the street they wanted to turn into. So I know where you're coming from.
Well, when you pay attention to the map and you know what's coming up, you know where it's at, then you should prepare to slow down instead of saying, oh, I need to turn here. That annoys the fiends right out of me when they just turn right in front of you.
Yeah, well, I gotta get out of here, I gotta change my clothes, grab my golf club, and go run it off to the golf course.
Oh, have fun. I gotta go pick up a part at the parts store for my car. I'll catch you later. 73. KGL.
May you avoid every jerk in front of you. Have a great day. 73. WATPD.
WAFU. Ah, yes. Another day in paradise.
Do you have a countdown here?
Do what?
Do you have a countdown here? Or when you don't have any more days in paradise?
I think the links went down.
If I heard the question, you're asking Sean if he had a countdown to no more work days.
Yeah, sorry, I heard that. I was just at the drive-thru.
So what'd you order me?
Well, if it's Taco Bell, I can go back to get a fix.
No, it's a stupid iPhone. You know, you gotta click it to pay with your iPhone. And
you gotta
click the button to pay with your iPhone, but then it's gotta see your face. So if you pull it away from the stupid thing at the window so it can see your face, then it no longer, you know, registers on the scanner. It's like, I don't know, there's so many stupid things about iPhones. I think people just put up with them because they're trendy. Anyhow, enough crying about iPhones. I gotta stop in the cigarette store. My second favorite thing in life. No, my first, buying cigarettes. Yay, what could be more fun than spending $80 on cigarettes?
Spending $80 on AI tokens.
$80 bills will light up.
Yes, I had a question. I can't remember what it was. That'll come to me.
Alrighty. $80 worth of coffin nails in my hand. A nutritious order of Burger King in a bag. What could be better? Is this living or what?
As long as you have a large Coke, then it's all good.
Nice sugary Coke, right?
Yep. You know, the funny thing is I can't drink regular stuff anymore. I have to have a Crystal Peak. I know how most people are the opposite, right?
Oh, I'm the same way. I can't stand regular pop. I like diet. And, you know, I don't do a lot of it. I like my Diet A&W occasionally, and Diet Squirt. Those are kind of two of my favorites. But normally all you can get is Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi, you know, and I'll do that. But I stay away from Pops most of the time. You've heard me say I like that stupid Diet Limeade from Sonic when they can get it right. But, yeah, most of the time it's water or iced tea, unsweetened, things like that.
Yeah, I've been liking the Coke Zero. I only have that, so, like with pizza or with, you know, hamburgers or whatever. But most of the time it's like you water or I drink vitamin water, and some weird energy drink. Whatever's on sale.
Is that Vita Water, zero calorie, no sugar?
Yeah, they make a sugar one and they make a zero. It's Vita Water, Vitamin Water Zero or something. The zero one is obviously the one with no sugar in it, but I can only drink like one of those a day. Yeah, I water it down a lot too. Flavorful.
I'll have to try one of those. I think I've had one, but it was a very, very long time ago. And, oh, it looks like the Korean Pop Chicken's closed, and it's now going to be a Wok King Express. Ooh, I like that better. I didn't like the Pop Chicken all that much. Because that means another immigrant family is going to move in or come. And there's a whole, I saw this YouTube video. It's put together by like a Chinese YouTuber guy, Chinese American YouTuber guy. And he was explaining why we have so many Chinese restaurants. Kind of interesting. Yeah, you know, there's hardly ever anybody in them either. Pretty rare. But I think they're probably 90% carry out. So people love their Chinese takey outie. Yep, that's what we're gonna have for dinner. But I got some frozen stuff like orange chicken, and then you make your own rice. Then you just cook the stuff in the air fryer or the oven, whatever. And so mix it in the bowl with the orange sauce. Sounds like a plan. All right, I'm home with the goodies. I'm gonna get inside. Gobble you ate up you. Enjoy Camp Ada.
Thought it was just better. Yeah, that was a lot worse. Are you sure you're pointing in the right direction? Try moving there. Like, count to 10 and move it around, and I'll tell you what number is the best.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, about 1 and 2 and 10 were about equal, and they were the best.
Okay, cool. I'll keep messing with it. Thanks for getting back to me again.
Yeah, like 4, 5, or 5, 6 were, like, you know, dropped right out. So, that's your null. All right, KPR.
K8RUH. Talk to you then.
WHBD, Kate Pierre.
WHBD.
You're not hearing me.
I am now. Welcome to Bell.
No, I was on 49.
Okay. I was walking the dog, and now we're switching cars because her car has got to be in the garage at night, and my car was in the way, so I'm driving around the block so she can get back her car in the driveway. I'm sure you understand all that.
There you go. Any progress on the machine?
Everything is hunky-dory. Does all the T-talkers. It does everything you want it to do, except I still cannot figure out how to stop that data burst. And there's lots of write-ups on it, lots of little pushy things that they tell you to do, and I get them. And every minute, I still get that data burst. So, it handshakes. The best I understand it so far is it handshakes every minute or so. And when it handshakes, it's supposed to ignore the handshake between that and the network. Well, it doesn't. It picks the handshake up as a voice transmission or a text transmission, and it broadcasts it. And I got to figure out how to stop that. I think I told you that. But the answer to the question, the problem that plagues me the most, no.
Well, that aside, if I go to 5049 talk group, should you hear me?
Yeah, when I get back in. Yeah, 315-049, yeah.
All right, yeah, I just tried it. That's why I said you're not hearing me. That's what I meant.
That's because I'm in the car, and I don't have that frequency put in this radio yet. I'll be back in about 4 or 5 minutes, and I'll call you there.
All righty. Well, let me go shake the weasel, and then I'll be back probably about when you're back. W8FU.
Wally 8 Victor Delta.